up in the morning. He says a bracha, Birchas HaTorah. Once he said Ava Rabba, the Pashup Shah is he doesn't have to say any more Birchas HaTorah. And then there's a discussion as to what he has to say Birchas HaTorah on. Whole series of Farsha, Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah. And it's this funny line, Afla Talmud Tzorach Lavzor Levarach, which is an enigma. It's an enigma that someone just took the parentheses and took it out. That's the easiest way out of these problems, just cross it out. Okay, but we're trying to discuss how we could potentially justify that Gersa. Now, our previous shiur, we spoke about what the nature of Birchas HaTorah was. We had four shittas, all of whom held that Birchas HaTorah was a Birchas HaMitzvah, with details, very significant details, but dividing them, is that every single Rashi loved, every single learning was a separate entity. Rabbi Yonah had his chiddush that it goes by the day no matter what. And then there were those who say that it depends upon a person who sleeps, the Rosh sleeps in the middle of the day, then that knocks you out. And then they would also say it depends upon whether you plan to go back to learning or not. Rabbi Yonah suggests that and rejected it, and some actually accept. And then we had a question. If a person takes a little nap at the beginning of the evening, where does that put him? So I met the Mishnah Brewer, they said, I read it last week, they have to make a new bracha again. And the source is the Levush. So I looked it up. I have it in my house, the beautiful new addition to the Levush. Never said it. Now, that's the way I read it. In other words, he distinguishes between a person who goes to sleep. See, I'll give you an example. If you look at in the bottom of the Rosh, just to show you where it's coming from. And the author of the Svarim in the bottom of the Rosh, who's the famous Rabbi Yontov Lipman Heller, author of Tosas Yontov and Madana Yontov and Divrei Chamudos, discusses this as well, as in Divrei Chamudos, Sivkotin Tes, Ayin Zayin. In the old edition, it's page 10. The new edition, I'm sure it's some pages after that, but it's all in the same place. It discusses this question. So the Rosh on top says, "Lachein mikol misha rogel lishan beyom shinas keral mitaso havi hefsek." That's the Rosh's opinion. You got to sleep for a while. Good. As opposed to, I just fall asleep over his svarim. That's nothing. That's what he says in the bottom. Avol im rogel is namne miyushav al atzile yadav shinas arayi v'lo havi hefsek. He took a nap and then fell asleep. Also, lo avi hefsek. The ba'odo nail datol limudo. Tur b'shem avi rabbeinu zam. The Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, who's rabbeinu. Kosev beis Yosef shagosh kosev b'shem avi zam. Shehinig shalol levorech b'yom achashinas keva. V'chein roel asos. Ki amekel b'brochas b'mokma sheish machlokas lo hefsid. Ki abrochas einen ma'akvas. Fine. What's the machlokas? A guy goes to sleep in the middle of the day. What's the machlokas? El Rabbeinu Tam, shesover the afshinas laila lo havi hefsek. What do you mean? What does that mean? So you ever make a bracha in your whole life? No, as we explained before, Rabbeinu Tam says, Adam Omar mitosav laila lulmo ain't zero levarach birchas hatorah. Despite the fact he had a whole night's sleep, because it's still before Allah's hashach. So Rabbi Natami suggests to tell us it's a Birchas HaShachar. So you could have got 8 hours sleep, woke up before Birchas HaShachar, you still wait another half an hour till you make a Birch. Okay, obviously according to Rabbi Natami, if you take an hour nap, 4 hour nap in the middle of the day, don't even say a 6 hour nap in the middle of the night, still before Birchas HaShachar. So the only one who would say there's no Birch in this case is the Rabbi Natami. That's all Rabbi Yosef Kara could find. Couldn't find anybody else. Hainu b'shinas laila, they all argue with him. Hainu b'shinas yom miu or miha yesh lachash advarav. V'chein noagin ha'olam shalal levarach b'yom afilu achashinas keva. Adkan says the Tosfos Yontif B'rei Chamudos v'li nireh shamavarach tovah l'bracha v'chein noag mori moreinu harav Yaakov Ginsburg. We don't know too much about Rav Yaakov Ginsburg. He must have been a great man who was a Rebbe of the Tosfos Yontif. That was his custom, and he endorses it. So, but the bottom line is that, despite that fact, the Shulchan Aruch does quote this leniency, whatever you want to call it, this practice that if you take a nap by day, so there's no Birchas HaTorah. Says the Levush, okay, it's by day, but by night it's different.
Is it clear that it l'chulei alma it's a berachas hanitzvah?
Sounds like it so far. Sounds like it. Except Rabbi Natan so far.
Except for Rabbi Natan?
Rabbi Natan, they say, assumes that even if you wait, if you slept 6 hours during the night and you woke up a half an hour before Allah Sashacha, you would not make a new brach.
So how can you learn from there in terms of whether it's going to be a half sick in the middle of the day?
Could Rabbi Natan?
No, I'm saying here, but he's trying to learn from Rabbi Natan.
Rabbi Natan, who says if you sleep 6 hours in the middle of the night and you wake up before Allah, so you don't make a brach, you take a 2 hour nap by day, you're also not going to make a brach. That's for sure.
Right, but it's,
but anyone else other than Rabbi Natan, the Beis Yosef was struggling to find anybody who was going to say no brach on this case. He went to sleep. She does care about mitosah. But although he couldn't find anybody else except for Rabbi Natan, he still passed into minigays and starts quoting Shulchan Aruch not to make a brach on this kind of a case. Okay? Says the Levush, that's true. That's bayom, as opposed to balayla. All he meant of Levush was, you got your whole night's sleep. That's what he meant.
He's passing against Rabbi Natan.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he meant. So the Mishnah Berurah somehow took from there that if you take an hour nap at night and then you go to the Daf Yomi from 9 till 10 and you learn from 11 to 12 and you go to sleep at midnight, did you have to make a... That's not what the Bush never said it. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I was looking for a Levush to say my favorite. Look at this. Man comes prepared. Get the beautiful new edition, right? The one that I have, right? Beautiful print. Yeah. This is exactly the one I have. Thank you very much. Okay. Good. Thank you, Levi. Wow. You're doing a good job. Here we go. Oh. He says as follows. Shem Yoshin, Shinas Keval Mitasu Afila Biyom. Havi Hef Sigmatur Labs Olivark. Vitama Bishim Deshar Haf Sokas Afila Beis Akise Umerchatz. You know how you do this. We all learned when we were good kids, Hilchos Beis Akise. And as a matter of fact, there's an apocryphal story, if it's really true, that one of the Goyim who was discussing which is the true religion. You know, is it Judaism? Is it Christianity? Is it this? They said, it must be Judaism. Why? We're the only ones who have halachas of Beis Akise. Because it means that we have halachas and no one's looking. All the religions, they only can say, who's looking? We have a lachas of Beis Akise, means we have a lachas when no one's looking. Whatever it may be. So a person goes, Beis Americans, you have to know what to do. Shem HaShalom, Anachas Tefillin. V'havi ki'ilu lo hifzik mi lilmo, shem lo hisiach daito min ha-Torah, v'ashen ke b'shenah. That's the sheet which we just saw in the Rosh. Sleep your sleep. By the way, this is a big kiddush over here in the Levush. We didn't explain this way necessarily, and let me tell you what it's all about. Because this machshava of what to do in the bathroom or in the shower, etc., that's what's called a heksha mitzvah. We wouldn't make a bracha on a heksha mitzvah. In other words, it's only a prep. Thinking this is only a prep as to what you have to do. When we make a bracha as a Torah, because learning Torah is an independent mitzvah, Torah l'shva, presumably we would not make a bracha on a heksha mitzvah, what we would do, because it's not a sofa davar. It's an important concept to understand.
You wouldn't make a berachas haTorah if you're learning something that's not lemaisa.
I didn't say that. Because if you learn something which is not lemaisa in the country, you certainly would make a berach. The question the other way around, if you ask me. If you learn something which is lemaisa, I'm only learning because I want to know what to do Erev Pesach B'Shav. Say, I have nebuch, I don't know what to do. Say, I have no choice but to open a Shulchan Aruch. You can say, you don't learn there. No, there you do learn. You do it. You know why? Because aside from the component of, we'll call it, quote, Torah Shalom L'Shma, just know what to do, it's also Torah L'Shma. We don't give up on that. But over here, where the guy's in the bathhouse or in the bathroom, he's not allowed to think Torah L'Shma. He's only allowed to think what to do, because he has to know what to do in the bathhouse and the bathroom. He shouldn't be wearing tefillin, he shouldn't be giving Shalom L'Shalom, things of this nature. But that's
still Torah.
But it's not. But it's only a Hech, Torah is a Hechsha mitzvah, to know what to do. So any mitzvah which is, the Gemara's in Menachas, anything which is not the Gemara mitzvah does not require a bracha. So this is not the Gemara. It's only studying in order to know what to do later on.
Requiring Lewish, it's enough to not create a hefsek.
Exactly. So could be this is not enough to warrant an independent bracha. It may be enough to create a stopping of a hefsek. I'll give you another mashal. The last sif in Shulchan Aruch, the very last in Siman Mem Zayin, says four words. Maybe it's quoted in the bottom somewhere. Noshim chayavos bebirchas hatar. Noshim bevarchos bebirchas hatar. I don't know where it is. maybe fachu. Take it from me. Those are the last four words in Siman Mem Zayin, a special Siman, I think it's called Sif Yudalad. Nashim Mevarchas Birchas HaTorah. We'll look that up later on. Oh, it's right over here. Yudalad here too. Nashim Kayavas Levarech Birchas HaTorah B'Shach. And he gives his explanation. Levush. I'm reading the Levush. Afal Pish Enon Kayavas B'Lim HaTorah. We call him Kayavas Ein B'Tfilah. And Tfilah is connected to Midim Tikno. The Nashim Gamka Kayavas B'Kriyas Parshas HaTomid, which no woman 9-11 says. Ushar B'Shnayas B'Karbonas. Lefichach tzvichem levarach al kriyasim. It's a shver avart, right? Because that's part of tefillah. We don't make a bracha on tefillah. Says he adds in a small print. V'od shechayavas lilmar adinim ha-shayachas lahem. We know this. You have to learn what to do. No. Why is this a shver avart? Why is
it?
Exactly. This is what's called not the ultimate mitzvah. It's a penultimate mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a little bit difficult. Oh. As a matter of fact, I believe it's the Beis HaLevi who says that this is difficult. The Beis HaLevi has an interesting pshat. He says, it says in the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, something we had recently at Daf Yomi, famous Gemara, Almo of the Haaretz, Al Ozom es Torasi. So the Gemara says, Al Shal Berchu Batara Tachilu. So what? They didn't, first of all, why did they do it? That's such a serious offense. So many different pshat. I believe it's the Beis HaLevi said pshat. They didn't make a bracha because they thought that Torah is purely hechsher mitzvah. They thought, he says, like some modern people do say that, you know, you gotta learn, you gotta know what to do. To learn kachim, it's ridiculous. And to learn the pilpul, it's ridiculous. But that's what the Churban came. Because they didn't recognize the importance of the mitzvah of learning Torah. So they get stuck with this kasha. So why is it in fact that women make birchas a Torah? After all, they're not chai. If you'll tell me, they have to know they didn't. But for them, Taka, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. They don't have the bracha. They don't have the mitzvah of Torah per se. They have to learn their dinim. But the chod learning their dinim is only what? It's only a hechsher mitzvah. That's a based on. I believe that's a kasha which is based upon that based on Levi. So Rav Chaim has his own teretz. Rav Chaim's teretz is printed in the third generation, the Brisker Rav Sefer, Chedushim Mor Rizal Levi and the Rambam. That's my father said that the Birchas of Torah is not a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a Birchas of Mitzvah. It's a bracha, and catch this, these are brisker words, on the Cheftza Shel Torah. You know, when they get with Cheftza, you know, what? What does that mean? Yeah, the Cheftza Shel Torah is Torah bracha. I think Rav Chaim quotes this quote, and bring the proof we saw in Afcha Falaf last week. Kishema Shemek, we have a God of the Kingdom. It's not a bracha on the Mitzvah. I mentioned Torah, you gotta say bracha. Torah is mentioned. So therefore it applies to women as well. They may not have a mitzvah, they may not have a chiyuv, but that's what's called the Cheftza Shel Torah. That's the teretz which is given by Rav Chaim. I thought of my own teretz, which goes along these lines. Oh, there's a shver gra. So the gra says on that Shetina Shulchan Aruch, sure, because they can make a bracha on any mitzvah. And he says, look back in Siman Yud Zayin, Hilchos Tzitzis. So you look back in Siman Yud Zayin, Hilchos Tzitzis, you find something incredible. The Ramah says that if a woman should wear tzitzis, we don't wear tzitzis, but if she would wear tzitzis, she can make a bracha. But leave out tzitzis, but it's relevant to other things. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, any mitzvah sensation is not that a woman does, Ashkenazi woman, so she makes a bracha. But the Mechaber, and this is the Mechaber speaking over here in Mem Zayin Sif Yudal, Shulchan Bet Yosef, the Mechaber in Siman Yud Zayin says, no way! And the shofar, no way! She does a Ramah, no way. Rabbi Elijah screams, the Jewish, the Sephardic women should be taught they don't make a bracha on Zman Gromitz. It's a chutzpah, Ashkenazi, Beis Yaakov, and trying to tell them, take away from the Masorah. So what's the Gra saying over here? It's a Peladik Gra. The Gra says, they make the women make a bracha, Birchot HaTorah. As per Siman Yezayin, Siman Yezayin, the Mechaber says, Fakert, they don't make a bracha. What does the Gra mean? So I thought of it terrorist, and I found it almost word for word in Rav Shach Sefer and Rama. After I thought of it more or less on my own. So I was like this. When it comes to a shofar, and when it comes to a lulav, and it comes to a sukkah, a woman has absolutely no obligation whatsoever to do these things. She has a minute to do it, maybe say a nice thing, she gets mitzvah points, all fine and dandy, but there's no obligation whatsoever to do it. Therefore, she cannot say v'tzivan. The chesaron is in the word v'tzivan. V'tzivan, God commanded me to do it, He never commanded me to do it. When it comes to Talmud Torah, God did command me to do it. We just read. But the problem is, That's not a mitzvah in the past. That's a hechsher mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. With me? It's true. Doesn't make a difference. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. The Oraya men do make a bracha. She's not chayav in that mitzvah. But she's chayav to do it through the back door as a hechsher mitzvah. So the fact that she's chayav to do it, even through the back door, takes away the chesaron of saying what word, what word? Mitzvah, because there is a mitzvah. Aye, but it's not a mitzvah. No, it is a mitzvah. You put together the fact that it's an independent mitzvah for men, and the fact that she's chayav to learn a dinim, so she can say mitzvah, even though she's only chayav to Torah, it's a mitzvah, you can't say a bracha. That's what I told her. It's come out word for word in Avi Ezri Nechus Tamatar.
Is that Rochaim mean because it's a chesed mitzvah?
I can't answer that. I don't know what exactly Rochaim means. Although I'll tell you,
because it's not the tzibur. It's
right, no.
It's not the mitzvah. It's the fact that it...
But according to Rochaim, let's say women wouldn't be chayav. Lu Yitzuya wouldn't be chayav to limo dinu shemem at all. It wouldn't be, let's say, for argument's sake. It's still make a bracha because it's a chesed shel Torah. I'll just give you one example later, meaning what a chesed may mean. But I want to tell you this halacha. This is a nice track. I thought about my own, and I found it later in Avi Ezra.
So is it the Raisa level?
Sure.
For women also?
Sure. But it's only Hechshem Mitzvah at the Raisa level. Right? But it doesn't matter, because since she's a key in my mitzvah, even in a mitzvah per se, and the chiyuv she doesn't have. It's only a Hechshem as a chiyuv. But the bottom line is that's enough to say the word Mitzvah. That was what I thought of. And I wanted to maybe read it into the Gra. Could be Rav Shach also maybe reads it into the Gra. Otherwise the Gra is a pillow. He'd bring me to Yudzai. He says, you can't do it. Here you have to do it even through the back door. Maybe it's what the Gra meant. Perhaps. I don't want to say for sure. In any event, coming back to Olavush. Says the... So he said, okay. So, V'havik yu lo hifzik mi l'mot shavar lo hizir v'dat v'na Torah ma'shenge b'shinu. We just saw it in Devri Chavuz. V'yesh omrim afilu shenes keva al mitosu b'yom lo have hifzik. That's our minik. V'chein nogu. V'chein when they get plucked to the Rav Asa. Yesh lahokal. V'brocha. V'brocha ain't a makavis. Exactly what we just saw now. That's all he said. Didn't say another word. So the Mishnah Brewer took this to say, if you're taking a yoshin tchila shinas keva al mitosu v'tchila salayla, the Levush said you make a brocha. He never said it. He probably also he directed that too. Lohay from Ayolam. Sure, he talks about Shinas Keva al Mitoso and talks about day and talks about night. That he does say. But he never says, Beferish this din, that if you take a nap in the early evening, a Shinas Keva, no. We don't find that. We don't find that. I don't see it anywhere. Did you see it? Also not, right? So that's why we stick with Apsak. You take an hour nap before your Dafyomi at 9 p.m., we would not make a bracha. Despite the fact that Mr. Bruce says, you make a bracha, fine, good. All right, so these are, thank you so much, I really didn't expect this, but I appreciate it very much. Okay, but now, only I have all the Svar in the back, my old Gemara from years ago, we brought this last time in Yeshiva, was Tavshin Mem Hei. No, I don't think you have this, a Rajma. No one has a Rajma. But there is, I'll read it to you briefly, what the Rajma says on this daf, which will lead us to our ultimate punchline in the Rambam. You have a Rambam, though. You probably you do it, which I don't have. In the back, you have an Ein Mishpat HaMole. Right? You're there also? No? You'll have it. See? Look up the Rambam in Hilchos. Take a look, say where Rambam is. Rambam can be found Gimel, Perek Zayin, and Hilchos Tfila, Halacha Yud. That's itself interesting. It's Hilchos Tfila. That itself is an interesting, you know, the Rabbis say, where's the Rambam? You know, where it is, where he placed it, is always critical. So if you find it there, Tefillah, Perek Zayin, right? If you pass me, I'll just read it. Rambam says, Hamashkim likros b'Torah kol shiikra kriya shma ben korah Torah b'shiksav Torah shabal peh no to yodav tchilim v'roch sholosh brachos. And we point out three, not two. Right away, it says it's two. It's v'harevna, you don't say answer amen. And Rambam says it's three brachas, so you would answer Amen. That's the Machlokes Rambam and the Rabbi Natan. Like the three brachas, tells what the brachas are. And that's all he says. Period. Nothing more. He doesn't say beferish the din that if you said Ava Rava, that you don't longer have to he does say I'm Hishkim Hamashmikra Torah, Konachikra Krishna. But if you wouldn't know Talmud Bavli, remember the Rambam says that my Sefer, you look at Chumash, look at my Sefer, it's enough. You would never know about this Abba Rabba business. Yeah. Hamash l'nikra b'Torah, konon shenikra krishma. Of course, because krishma is part of Torah, so you have to say it before krishma. It doesn't say if you say avarabi would pater it. The pashav and rabbis would not pater it. It doesn't say beferish. Okay? That's the pashav pshat. Now, if you look at the previous halachas in Rambam, he's talking about birchas hashachar. All the halachas before are birchas hashachar. Even in halacha test, he says, Nagu ha'am b'rov arenu levarach brachas elu. The whole story. Zeh ha'zeh b'beis ha'knesses bein ischaivu bein lo nischaivu b'hem. V'tosu v'roi lasus kein v'lo yavarach brocha elen kein ischaiv bo. If you heard the rooster, right? You put on your belt, you put on your hat, otherwise there's no order. That's the famous Rambam. That's the very previous halacha. Halacha test, it's all birchas hashachar. The very next halacha yud. What impression are you with Talmud from the Rav? What kind of bracha do you think birchas ha'torah is according to the Rambam? What do you say? Contextually, where it's placed. Birchas hashachar. He's an ally of Rabbeinu Tam says birchas hashachar. The poshut from the Rambam is this birchas hashachar. Just came right after birchas hashachar. I mean, it's almost obvious. I mean, what's it doing here? If we're birchas hamitzvah or something, it would be somewhere else. That's the poshut from the Rambam. Keep this in mind. Now, thank you. We had the over here, Hishkim Lashanas, the Makotzi Yushalmi, Shana Al Asar, and Kosav arrived at different Girsos, Kusha Kora Al Asar. As long as you read Shema itself, it's good enough. Somebody asked me that question last time, why not Shema itself? So there's one Girs that says Usha Kora, not Usha Shana. Okay? Ulefisha Kfar Birich, and that takes care of Kolayom. Again, Kol shekara krishma samchav rabba yotze dechovas bracha kol hayom. Ulefisha kvar birich ala Torah pamachas baboker. But according to the gears of Shana Lassar, eina bracha motzi yoso elevide kriya hasmucho. Hoim hivsik v'chaza v'kara tzarechu lachzor levarich. Interesting sheet in the Rive. It's quoted from the Rive. If you learn right away, it takes care of the whole day. But if you didn't learn right away, then the bracha only takes care of what you did learn right away. And later on, means krishma, and later in the day, you have to have a new bracha. Uvashem Rashi, I already read it to you before inside. I thought I couldn't find the Bama of the Rosh. Now I read it to you beferish. Uvashem Rashi is Alamru. We told it a few days. Tell me enough. Kshem mashkim likros, he mevarech likros b'torah. Kshoholach ubeis ha'kneses, choz ha'mevarech. Venos Tan Lidvarov. He says, Kamosha Kar Batarma Varh Birchasatar, Lo Khashiva Brachala Vatala, Afal Gav Shakvar Birich, Kodam Bapasha Karbanas means again in Aliyah, Ezra Makom Rabbi Shmuel, who I didn't offer Lo Khashiva Brachala Vatala. Tosa says, no, it's a whole day. That's a separate takana when it comes to Kriyas to Lenin. He doesn't like Rashi. But here's Rashi, it's quoted in the Rajba, and it's quoted in Agos Maim and other sources as well. We have to try to figure out what the Ravid is talking about. What's it all about? It's Chazir again what he said. So he says that if you make a bracha and you learn right away, Mishnah Shon Al Asar, that takes care of the entire day. But if not, you don't learn right away, it only takes care of that. And the question is as follows, why should that be so? In other words, if you want to make a distinction between the bracha and the original limud, I can understand that. That, how the Rosh explain? If you don't learn right away, then Av Rabba does not look like Birchas HaTorah. We saw that last week. So if you make a Birchas HaTorah proper, and you didn't learn right away, okay, so what? It remains Birchas HaTorah. If you make Av Rabba, you didn't learn right away, then it looks like a Birchas part of Tefillah, it doesn't look like Birchas Krishna, it doesn't look like Birchas HaTorah. I understand. However, as far as a Hefsek, in the middle of the learning, what is the Pshat? Make up your mind. Either a hefsek is a problem both for Abba Rabba and for Birchas HaTorah, or the hefsek is in the middle of the learning is not a problem for both. But the Rajba quotes the Ravid, who says, if you said Birchas HaTorah and you stopped in the middle, you need not make a new bracha. You said Abba Rabba and stop in the middle, you need a new bracha. How do you explain that? It doesn't make logical sense. It's a big problem. It's a big problem.
I thought you said if you say Abba Rabba and you don't learn, so it looks like it's part of tefillah, so it's not like...
Correct. I understand. So if you say Abba Rabba and you didn't learn at all, you say it's no good, I understand that. But that's not what the rabbi said. The But if you say Avarabba and you learned a little bit afterwards, it covers that. Shana Lasa, you learn Mishnayis, Daf Yomi, after davening, it's covered by Avarabba. But if you go to work, come back for that Daf Yomi at night, you have to make a new one. Birchas HaTorah, the same thing with not. So why is it between the two of them in the middle of the day? Now we don't understand. Oh. And going back to the Rambam, Rambam is quite clear that it's a Birchas HaShach, like Rabbi Natan. That's clear, we saw from the context. Of course, the problem becomes, quote Rabbi Natan, as we saw in Tosfot Aleph Beis, the very last line. So Fatim have this custom of saying Birchas Kohanim, Abul Ein Tzarech Moshe Kosafti Kvar. It's not necessary. Why is it not necessary? One reason is Rabbeinu Tam. Birchas HaShacha. Birchas HaShacha is not necessary to do anything right away. So if the Rambam holds that Birchas HaShacha is Birchas HaShacha, why do we require it right away? I have a good answer for that. Rabbeinu Tam L'shitoso, like Amin and Ashkenazim, we make all the Birchas HaShacha in one fell swoop. But the Rambam said, if you don't put on your belt, you don't say Osi Shrub Gvura. Don't hear a rooster, you don't say Nasna Sevibina. You don't learn Torah, you don't say Birchas HaTorah. It's a little bit different. All the other things, you first hear the rooster, and then you say Nasna Sevibina. Comes to learning, can't do that. So you first say the Birchas Torah, and then you learn right away. But it's only B'Torah's Birchas HaShachar. Of course, the question will become, if it's a Birchas HaShachar, why is there no Birchas HaMitzvah? We know the answer to this already. Whenever there's a bracha on a mitzvah, even though it's a birchas hashavach, there's no, like Krishma, we went through this. Krishma, there's a birchas hashavach, birchas Krishma, and there's no bracha hashavach. We have an example of shofar according to the Balamor, say machas achonos and shofars, and the Niri said it over here, telling all the time, birchas hator according to the Rambam. Presumably it's a birchas shavach v'odoh, birchas hashachah, and they didn't institute a birchas hamitzvah. Fine, what's the Raivad hold? It seems to me that the Raivad holds that Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah of Krishna. Where do you see that? Take a look at in the Rabbeinu Yonah on the first daf. Aleph Amud Aleph. We may have been here before, but if we were, it's been a while. Aleph Amud Aleph. The question will be, if a person davens early, he says Krishma Lamito, and he's Yotzei Krishma, then do you make a bracha on that Krishma? Yes or no? And if so, what bracha do you make? These are serious questions which the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses at the very beginning of the Masechta. Again, assuming that the bracha we daven in shul, which is too early, and the real Krishma is Alamita, so what do you do? Do you make a bracha? That's the question. So, the Kosle Rav Amram Zal, it's 10 lines up from the bottom, it starts in my edition, I'm sorry. And the first one line is Amram Zal. And your edition, it starts with Ella is a big bold print. Oh, you have it, you found it. Shabisha Shakore Osa Malamita, Yivar Asherka Dishabis Osama Sivano, Likra Kriyashma. Whee! He's going a great way going. They have their own independent views. Oma Maria Rav, Rabbeinu Yonah, Shane Zanachon, Shabracha Zulamat Sino Sabishumako, because they never instituted it. The Fichach Nire Elo, Shayosa Nachon, Shayomar, Abbas Olam. Sheniskin or Etzla. Vafilu al kriyas apsukim al kriyas tam v'torah. Matzino sheniftam mibrocha abba mirasa. Kada mili afil alfa beis. Al-gamar. Hishkin likos b'torah kor shmel 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 kor shmel. Fine. Okay. So it's not samach l'charvata. What's usually samach l'charvata. So what's he saying over here? You already made an avas olam in the evening. That was b'torah's birchas krishma. Now you're saying b'torah's birchas hamitzvah on Krishma, and that's what is no amen. The whole story, the Ramban writes, they don't say amen after that's a chassidim. They only scream out. They don't say amen after Oy V'Amei Yisrael. Yeah, you've been in shtivlich. It's because they all say birchas hamitzvah on Krishma. The Ramban passes against saying kel melech neman. The whole story, fine. And he holds like Rashi. The Rashi holds whenever there's a new mitzvah, there's a new bracha. Same as Rashi says by Birchas HaTorah, I read it from the Rashi, quoting Rashi, that he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning when he went to learn. Then he went to shul an hour later and he had some hefsek in between. You make a new Birchas HaTorah because it's a new, like any other mitzvah. You go out of the sukkah, come back to the sukkah, make a new bracha. So the Ravid holds Birchas HaMitzvah of Avarabba, which that's what it is based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. So Birchas HaMitzvah and Krishma, same as Rashi's Birchas HaTorah. So whenever there is a hefsek in the middle of the day, a new bracha is warranted. However, says the rabbi, Birchas HaTorah proper, Asher Kedushal Lasek B'Haravna, Asher Bach HaBonu, that is a Birchas Shevach V'Odom. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. I mean, it's a combination of texts, but Asher Bach HaBonu doesn't sound like a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. And once it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, one lasts for the entire day. That's how I'm shouting she does a right. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it feels like Rashi, so that it has to the middle of the day, requires a new bracha. It's a Birchas HaShachat, it's once a day. So Abba Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah, as we saw here in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShachat. But one substitutes for the other. It's enough to have one or the other. If you said Abba Rabba, you no longer make a Birchas HaTorah. Because one takes care of it. As we saw before, they weren't attacking two, either Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach. They never were attacking both. Now the question becomes the Rambam. This is my last point for today. The Rambam, Shita, the Pella, why he left out the entire din of if said Abba Rabba patters you from Birchas Krishma, from Birchas HaTorah. And we had the other problem of the Rash Marsh, the Girsa, after the Talmud Tzorach Lavza Levarka. What in the world is that all about? So the Nayim Lamishmet says, Kush Achim Teretz B'Charata. The Rambam, the Girsa, after the Talmud Tzorach Lavza Levarka. So Rabba's backing out from the whole previous Gemara. What is the Lavza? Even though you already said what? You already said Abba Rabba. It's Torah Lavza Levarach. Cute, but makes no sense. I mean, it's very nice to say it. Oh, on paper, we put one question after the other, but not in logic. Not in logic, right? See, here's my point I want to tell you. Some chiddush, you remember when they flashed at you? This chiddush came to me on a Motsoi Shabbos. I was living then still in Washington Heights, and the curl was learning brachos. The Kerl was learning brachas. This is Rav Shecht, the Shalita, was second year in the Kerl. You probably remember those days. Rav Arlefstein left in 1971, and I was his last 3 years in the yeshiva were my 3 years in smicha, and I was his talmud. I was never his talmud in the shir, but I was his talmud in the Kerl, and I have credit. I taught in Rav Arlefstein because he was the first one to make me say chaburus. Made everyone say chaburus. And he critiqued the Chaburus, and he was scared to say Chaburus in his presence. And he put me on my feet. So I have tremendous Hakaras HaTorah, because if not for that, I don't know what would have happened. Because Rav Shakta came, and basically the Chaburus ended. He had to do the Bechinas. So, everyone has their own way. I'm not here to comment. But for me, the Chaburus was a growth experience. So Rav Shakta took over the Kerl that year, 1971, of Barmin Aliyah. And he said, we're going to have no chaburas, but we're going to have bechinas, we're going to have chidush Torah to write. Everyone has to write a chidush Torah. Okay, it's like a chaburas, it's in writing, it's even maybe more lasting. So first we learned Sanhedrin, he put out a little thing called Sanhedrin Katana, I wrote a couple of Amar in there, good. The next year we learned brachas, and we're going to supposed to have I wrote a major, major Dvar Torah. A lot of things we're saying now, because that was Mechash on the Chiddush in that time. It was called Bidine Krishma Ubichoseo. It's Bidine Zman Krishma Ubichoseo. As we spoke about, it was Ksav Yad, who knows, 30 pages. And in those days, it was Ksav Yad. And I gave it, okay. But I think I was the only one who wrote that year. So I quipped that that year's journal I called the Brachal of Atal. That became out. It was printed 10 years later. It took 10 years for it to get printed. I don't know when we're going to print it. Beisitcha was basically dormant those years. When the Rav turned 80, he put out a thing called Kvod HaRav. It came out in 1983 until it came out in 84, but that's why I printed it. It took me that long. Fine. So that's just a background. So one Motzei Shabbos, we learned the sugya, I had this flesh. I was sitting in my house, Wadros Terrace, where I lived then, and they were learning brachas, and that's why I thought of this Dvar Torah. It originally was printed in 1986, so we had the centennial. Yeah. So they were palsy-wowsy with our paradis, Rabbi Elberg. So Michalab asked me to put something in our paradis. I wasn't really interested. So this is a short Dvar Torah. I put it on Birchas HaTorah. This piece I'm about to tell you now It's printed in the originally in that paradis, and as it turns out, the way the world works, I became related to that paradis. After that paradis was not, if there's no longer a pair alive, my son Yehuda is married to a great niece of Rabbi Elberg, so it connects close to the family. As a matter of fact, at my son's Sheva Brachas, this shouldn't go past the table. At Shabbat Sheva was my lunch. Who spoke? Rabbi Ten Elberg. Educated women, the two sisters, and Mrs. Weinberger. They're both never now Aleihem HaShalom. But interesting, says she. We won't go into all that stuff. So this is the chiddush. I thought of that Moshe Shabbat. I must have flashed in my head this chiddush. What's this going on over here? Mikra, Midrash. What's it all about? Why? So I saw in that Sefer Emek Bracha, he quotes Reb Chaim, and you break a bracha on the chefta shel Torah. There's only one chefta. Chefta Mikra, chefta Midrash, chefta. If you go with the term which we don't fully understand, bracha on the chefta shel Torah, you can say whatever you want. It's very malleable. Only this chefta, then that chefta, the third chefta. That's his teretz. I'm not folding the teretz. It's a nice hesber. Oh. So the Shulchan Aruch has a following. If you're mahar b'divrei Torah, there's no bracha. Frank the Gro, what are you talking about? Vagisa Yamavalala, Vahegelibi, what are you talking about? The Gro says it's wrong. Nah, I can't say the Machab is wrong. Here's a pshat. Our Rebbe told us, the Rav, you make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Maisa Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So if you think the Rei Torah, it's only just thinking, there's no Maisa Mitzvah. So much so, the same Shulchan Aruch said, if you write the Rei Torah, they make a bracha. Say, oh, pilpils, ksiva, kedibba. No, no, ksiva, kedibba. If you write the Rei Torah, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. If you write it is, if you talk it is, if you think it's not, that's a Pashem Shad HaMachama. If you write the Rei Torah, you say a bracha. If you talk, of course you say. But if you think, you don't. You don't. As it says, we're holding by Pesach, the Prima Godim says, V'kan ein bevorchen al hiru, kemo she'ein bevorchen al bitul chametz. And if you write, therefore, you do make a bracha. Okay. When it comes to bitul chametz, you don't make a bracha even if you're mevatel bepeh, because there your dibur doesn't add anything. There's no difference between bitul bepeh and bitul here. The dibur adds something. The ksiv adds something. Except an additional kiyum. So I wanted to say that machlokes over here is in Hilchos Maisa Mitzvah. The ultimate Maisa Mitzvah is kriya. You say? Why? Because the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the Rebbe says this all the time, that if you say Tillim, you become Talmud Torah. If you say Mishnayos, you're not become anything. You've got to read through the Gemara and understand a single word. It's like reading a telephone book. Because you have to understand it. It's Mishnah, so you don't understand it. Mikra, just read. So the first opinion says, the only recognized Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is what? Mikra. Mikra. Talmud Fanana Kraken. So Mikra. Mishnah is already thinking. And the fact that you're saying it doesn't really add too much. So there's no need for it to make a bracha. That's the first thing. Follow me? Only because it's a recognized ma'aseh mitzvah. It's circumscribed. We know what it is. Read from Tanakh. But Mishnah, Rebbe said it, but that's not really that. One says medrash. You know why? Every medrash goes psukim. So every medrash is a bracha. It's going to be every medrash has a pasuk somewhere. But not Mishnah. But most Mishnah have no psukim. That was his Mishnah he said. You know why? Because Mishnah, which means we probably would include Torah Shema, the whole Gemara is about that, became a canonized text. It's true it's not the text of the Bible, but it became the text. Rebbe codified the Mishnah, canonized the Mishnah. Probably nowadays, after Ravashi, it's also considered to be canonized, would also be included in Mishnah. Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Because the Rambam says, you divide the day in three. Right, the one Kiddushin. One third Mikra, one third Mishnah. But what does Mishnah mean? Anything which is written, including the Gemara. The Gemara became Mishnah because it's written. What does Talmud mean? Talmud means abstract analysis. Ashir. We analyze this, and we analyze this, and we analyze whatever, but it's not in writing, it's just analysis. And that, of course, analysis. There's no text. There's no text to my Ashir today. I didn't make it up. I'm not reading from a text. It's just talking, analyzing. So that does not require. So that's what the next little Shita says. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Af le Mishnah na mitzvah levarach." Brackets. Abul etala mitzvah levarach. Because Mishnah at least is a prescribed text, so it's considered a ma'aseh mitzvah. Talmud is just analysis, right? Rav Amar, So the simple pshat is, no, that even if we're discussing lomdus shesugya, but it still can work as a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's a simple pshat. Comes the Rambam and says no. Talmud remains abstract analysis. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So all the three other shittas who said you make a bracha on the ma'aseh mitzvah, that's only mikra, and maybe Medrash has psukim, and maybe Mishkos is a prescribed text, they all brachas the Torah, brachas mitzvah, and therefore there is no bracha on Talmud. When Rava says after Talmud Torah levarach, what's he telling us? No, brachas Torah is not a brachas mitzvah at all. It's a brachas shevach, and since it's a brachas shevach, that's why you make a bracha even on Talmud, which has what? Which has no ma'isa mitzvah. Which has no ma'isa mitzvah. Oh. Understand this girsa tzarech lachzor levarech, because as we said before, based upon the Rabbit, there are two different kinds of brachas, right? There's Ava Rava and there's brachas haTorah. So we're going to assume like Rabbeinu Yonah that Ava Rava is a brachas haMitzvah Krishma. So calls ma, we thought that brachas haTorah was a brachas haMitzvah, which the first three Amoraim thought. That's where they limited to either Mikra or Medrash or Mishnah. So one takes care of the other. When Rava is mechadish. After Talmud Tzorach Levarach. Why? Because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach. We know Rambam's Birchas HaShevach, it's a Birchas HaShachar. It can no longer be exempted by a Birchas HaMitzvah. Two different Birchas HaMitzvah. So after Talmud Tzorach Levarach. That was the Chiddush that flashed from head on Motzei Shabbos in Washington Heights. And I wanted to end the Shia with that. Right. Okay, what was that? One more Shia before Pesach, right? That's next week. We'll try something about Yitzchak Mitzrayim. We'll figure some connection at least to pay something better next Wednesday. Okay? Right. Good.
It's a Birchas HaShavach.